You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage and finance expert, Tina Mitchell.
Welcome back to The Money Hour with your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell, right here on 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, July 29th show. I am committed to providing you knowledge needed to be successful in every area regarding your finances. Knowledge is power, and that's what you'll receive from listening to my show. If you're hearing my show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast, but you can always call the show at 1-855-400-1150 or go online at themoneyhour.com to ask any questions or, better yet, to get connected with the guest I have in studio. Right now, I'm going to have a conversation with Maya Butler with Realogic Sotheby Realty, and we're going to talk about what's happening in the real estate space. Maya, thank you so much for coming back in studio. It's always a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you so much, Tina.
And a little bit about Maya. Maya's been in the industry for over 40 years of experience in the local real estate market and is passionate about doing whatever it takes to provide her clients with the famous white glove service Realogic Sotheby's is so famous for providing. And excited to hear about real estate. It's kind of a hot topic right now, everything that's going on in the real estate market. And what's the update for our local real estate market right here, Maya?
Well, home prices have literally set records for all areas within an hour's drive of Metro Seattle and Bellevue. Prices are going to continue to go up, I'd say, for the next foreseeable 4 to 5 years. I don't see this changing at all. The bubble everyone thinks that we're in and we're going to crash again, I don't see that happening unless there's a major world crisis. Mm-hmm. Homes are appreciating about 2% per month right now in this area. And the median home price in Seattle is $729,000. Capitol Hill and Madison Park, $997,000. And on the east side, $875,000. It's not unreasonable to expect the median home price in all these areas to be around $1 million by next year.
Yeah, that is just, it's just crazy. And I just keep saying, look at it. I mean, we've heard so much about Seattle being the next Bay Area. And so you just take a look at their real estate and see how far behind we are. And you can see that, yes, there's plenty of room for our market to continue. And a lot of those people are coming here to our market with the for employment. So it's crazy. What about the overflow effect on the housing market, Maya?
Well, the overflow effect is where people are looking farther out from the metropolitan area for more affordable housing. So many people are moving into the Seattle and East Side that the housing market simply can't support the volume. People are moving farther out where homes are more available and aren't as expensive as they are in the city. Companies in this area are also doing the same thing. They're moving out to, well, Amazon is building a 12 million square foot facility in Kent. Google is building a 2 million square foot campus on South Lake Union, and Facebook is doing the same thing nearby. So everybody is kind of moving out.
Yes. Yeah.
Farther and farther.
You know, the employers, all of those, the ones that were not started here but started in Silicon Valley, they're building their satellite companies here. I mean, there's just pages of list of companies that are doing that because of the opportunity here in our market and to get out of all that craziness that's happening over in California. So what do you expect if you're trying to buy a home here, Maya?
Well, inventory is still incredibly low. Builders are working their fastest and hardest that they possibly can to get more homes built. The property, once it hits the market, if it's priced within the realm of even reasonable, mm-hmm. you're going to have a buyer frenzy. Usually 90% of the homes put on the market, you have multiple offers, up to 30 offers, especially in the urban centers. So it's not uncommon for homes to go for as much as $300,000 over asking price.
Yeah, that's crazy. I just, last week, Maya, I had an offer that came across my desk. The home was $495,000. You know, that's finding a home for $495,000. The crazy thing was it went for, my clients offered $600,000 for this home.
Yes.
So $495,000, offered six, waived financing, waived their all of their contingencies, and didn't get the deal, you know. So it's just really crazy. So is there hope for new home buyers in this market, Maya?
You know,
what are you telling your buyers that are coming to you and they're getting frustrated because they can't get their offer accepted? They're competing against cash buyers. They can't find any inventory out there, even a home that they want, take price out of it, but they just can't find the home that they want. What are you telling them?
Well, you know, if there's a will, there's a way. Mm-hmm. For first-time home buyers, there are lenders that have first-time home buyer programs.
Mm-hmm.
And I highly recommend to my clients to get a letter of credit versus a pre-approval letter,
mm-hmm.
which means that they've already gone through underwriting and they are approved by the underwriter for the loan amount. Living with the parents as long as you can to save up as much money as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are now partnering on purchasing homes and sharing living in the homes. So that's one way that people are getting around it.
Yeah.
Actually, several.
Yes. And that's it'll be interesting to see the dynamics of how financing changes with the different properties that possibly are going to be built by these new home buyers, where you've got community of people, community kitchen. And so it'll be interesting to see what the future has for us. What do you do with the buyers that, because yes, there's a lot of zero down option programs available, grant programs you can get in. It doesn't seem that money and saving for a down payment as much of an issue as it is going in with that letter, your pre-approval, making an offer when you're competing against buyers that have a larger down payment and may look stronger. So how are you helping your buyers be more competitive to offset the fact that they've got those lower down payment loans?
Well, one of the things is just getting educated about the market, what's actually happening with the market. And people have to understand that they're going to have to, in this market, offer more than what the house is listed
at
in most cases. So that's not every case, but in most.
Yeah.
So preparing for that in advance. Writing love letters to the sellers.
Yeah.
A lot of people are doing that, how much they're going to appreciate the home,
uh-huh.
how much they love the home. And then also, as you mentioned earlier, waiving contingencies.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a double-edged sword right there.
Yeah, it's crazy. So if a client comes to you and says, Maya, are we in a housing crisis? What do you say?
Yeah, I'd say we are. Absolutely. You know, it's estimated that half of China's wealth, their wealthy population, plans to move out of the country. The most popular destinations for them right now to move their money out are Los Angeles. Second is Seattle. Then it's San Francisco and New York. The airlines have increased the direct flights, to and from SeaTac Airport
mm-hmm.
to a lot more destinations in China. So it's much easier for business people to commute back and forth.
Yeah. And so I know that for, quite a few years, we've seen a lot of foreign investors purchasing properties. Are you seeing still a lot of foreign investors that are coming in and purchasing them, not occupying them and leaving them vacant? Is that still something that is happening a lot?
That is, and that's a real concern for
yes.
the state and King County as well.
Do you think they're going to do something about that?
I think that they eventually will.
Yeah. So have you seen the foreign investors increase in the amount that are coming in or stay the same? Or
I've seen them increasing.
Yeah, and still coming in doing those cash offers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yes.
And if you look at the opportunity or the lack of that they have in the investment opportunities and what their dollar is doing, I mean, it makes sense to come in and just buy our real estate and have a safe place and something that's going to earn have a good return on their investment.
It is.
And a lot of them are buying it for security for their kids to come live, right?
Yes, and a lot of families are moving in because of the educational system as well.
Yeah.
So
what other reasons are there with foreign investors that make our, you know, our area right here so popular?
Number one is location, the West Coast to China,
okay,
to Asia,
yep,
more direct flights back and forth, and it's a safe investment for them.
Yeah.
So they want to get their money into a safe place.
And I think that's the hardest thing in these multiple offer situations for buyers is not that they're competing against other buyers as much that they're competing against these cash buyers. And it just makes it, I mean, you know, on the listing, you work with both buyers and sellers. And so on the seller side, it's a lot easier in this market than buyers. But when you're looking at all these offers and you've got a cash offer, even if the price is equal, or maybe that buyer that has a lower down payment is coming even a little bit higher on the price, it's still a cash is looking much more appealing, right?
It is. But, you know, I mean, every situation is going to be different. And when I'm evaluating offers, a letter of credit, like I said earlier, that's going to be able to compete with the cash offers because I know that the financing has already been approved.
Yeah, makes sense. So if you're hearing that and you're looking at getting into the market, or you're in the market looking right now and you've talked with a lender, you need to make sure that you have a letter of credit so it's gone through full underwrite. And how you know that is because you get a list of conditions of exactly what is needed to complete that. And those conditions are going to be based on property, not based on you, because those items should already be cleared and ready to go. So really important, Maya, and thank you so much for sharing that with my listeners.
Yes.
So why would now be a good time for anyone to sell their home? Obviously, it's, you know, it's a great market for them to sell, but what other reasons are you seeing?
Well, I think it's a fabulous time to sell because they can capitalize, you know, on their primary home and investments here.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get top dollar for your home now. And if you, a lot of people, you know, are relocated or they have to move or downsize or what have you, or need a larger home, you know, it is, they're going to get a great return on that investment right now. It's estimated that over 1,000 families are moving into this area every single week. So the demand will continue.
Yeah. And so what are you doing for your sellers, Maya, that are looking at selling and buying a new property?
Well, one of the things that I like to do with my sellers, because a major concern if you're selling your home is I need the money to invest in this other property.
Uh-huh.
And what I do is I tell them to just make sure that they have a lease back for 60 days after their home is sold, so that they do, in fact, get the money. They have the time to go look for another property.
Yes.
They don't have to move into temporary housing in between the moves. So this gives them 2 months to figure out where they're going to go and what they're going to do.
Yeah, great advice. So you can, you know, do that strategy, avoid the temporary housing. The other thing, working on, you know, being in the lending space, it's really important. A lot of people that I talk with, their first conversation is just getting them to, you know, have that appointment. My referral partner, and getting clients over to me for financing is concerned that they just can't do it. So they don't even want to talk to a lender to hear that bad news, when the reality is a lot of them are actually in a position not to need those funds. They can qualify for the mortgage, both mortgage payments, because debt to income ratios are going to high 40 to low 50% DTI. They can do a low down payment loan, do a purchase that doesn't cost them any money by doing a no closing cost purchase, take a higher interest rate because, of course, there's cost associated, but the lender takes care of those costs with the higher rate. And then they can refinance, or they can do a recast where they just do a one-time recast on their mortgage to have it re-amortized when their home sells. So there's some creative financing. You can do a HELOC sometimes, or a bridge loan is more commonly known. So look at all your options and make sure you analyze everything. Meet with your real estate expert to find out what options are available there, in partnership with your lender to find out what options so that you can really put that plan together and accomplish whatever your goals that you want to do. So, Maya, thank you so much for coming back in studio. Thanks for being a real estate expert for my listeners here on the Money Hour. And I just love chatting with you.
Thank you so much, Tina.
Okay. Coming up next on the Money Hour, we're going to be talking about homeowners insurance. Maybe it sounds boring, but it's actually not. I have John Katolik with Farmers Insurance right here on 1150 AM KKNW after this short break.